Part 24b, Liquefaction and Rocks on the Flat Earth. Pass on what you have learned. Watch primer fields 1 through 2 to understand the pressure release. With the pressure release will come an earthquake so big it'll be off the charts. Matthew 24, 1 through 2, King James Version. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for him to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Soil liquefaction is a phenomenon in which the strength and stiffness of a soil is reduced by earthquake shaking or other rapid loading. Liquefaction and related phenomena have been responsible for tremendous amounts of damage in historical earthquakes around the world. Here's a demonstration of how liquefaction works. Link will be in the description. Make sure to notice that the thing that's buried will rise and the thing that's on the surface will sink. Here's another video from Mr. Too Tough 2. This is how vibration affects sand. Link will be in the description. Build your house on a big ass rock. Or find some bedrock to survive being sucked down to hell. Controllers throwing it in your face, the Great Awakening in Washington, D.C. Psalms 31:2, King James Version. Bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. Matthew 7:24-27, King James Version. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. So all the people that want to know how to survive, this is another thing that you have to deal with, the liquefaction after the earthquake and the pressure release. The controllers have known that they need to build their monasteries, their castles for the nobility on or in rocks. You're going to have to go find bedrock near the place that you live. When the event happens, If you are on any kind of soil whatsoever, gravel, sand, soil, topsoil, doesn't matter. That's all going to liquefy and you're going to be sucked down. So your escape plan and your Diddy Mal plan needs to have the contingency for finding bedrock near your location that you can get to easily. You're going to want big rocks because during the lifting section of the rapture, you want to make sure that it's firmly grounded in the ground itself. You're going to need a rope to tie yourself to that without any metal, because electricity from the plasma, you can't have any metal. So you're going to need ropes. And you're going to have to learn your knots, and you're going to have to tie them, and you're going to have to put the knots in crevices, cracks, anywhere in that bedrock. So the rock is where you're going to want to go. So you're going to want to be tied off first for the lifting section when the EM, electromagnetic force, isn't holding you down any longer. And then you're going to want to be on that rock for when the liquefaction happens after the earthquake and the pressure release. Remember, no metal. If you need metal things like guns and all that stuff, do not have them anywhere near you. You can cache them somewhere, bound them in rubber, so it insulates it from the charge, because if the charge comes down and hits it, it's going to fry all that stuff and your guns are going to be useless. And you do not want to be carrying around guns. I'm telling you, you don't want to be carrying around guns at all. So any metal stuff whatsoever cannot be on you or by you. If you have some metal in your body, you're going to have to insulate yourself with rubber. These are the basic things you're going to have to do. Location does not matter. Okay? Location does not matter. You have a chance of survival if you can get to bedrock and tie yourself down first. Make sure you don't get sucked down in the liquefaction, but you're still going to have a whole bunch of other trials to endure. You're going to have the winds. You're going to have all this other crazy stuff that's going on. Okay, that's why there's so many things in caves, because everybody went to caves because they're in rock structures. Okay, and the controllers, this is not just European controllers. These are all over the world. Every religion controls you and keeps the truth from you. Every religion. That's why all their monasteries are built on rocks. These people have been hiding it from you forever. And like I said, this is not a Christian thing or a Jewish thing or a Muslim thing or anything else. This is worldwide. The nobility and the clergy of whichever religion understands, and that's why they build their stuff everywhere, all over the world, on big ass rocks. So do your homework in your local community. Find where bedrock is near you. Find the closest one. Find it where it's easy to get to, you know, via roads or walking if possible. But you're going to want to be one of the first ones to get there. All right, remember, no metal. Insulate yourself with rubber if you have to, if you have metal inside of you. Bring a rope. And ride out the 7 days of Hell Week the best you can. And obviously, you're going to want to get out of the cities. Okay? You do not want to be in a city. They are all going to be fried. Completely fried from the electromagnetic electricity that's going to come down. They're going to ground through the cities because all the steel and metal and wiring and everything else. And then you're going to want to stay away from forests or anything that's combustible. You want to be in open clearings. Find rock that's in open clearings. You don't want to be in the heart of a jungle or the heart of a forest, or you're going to fry. And if you put rubber around you to insulate yourself, that stuff's going to melt and it's going to be on your skin, and that's not going to feel pleasant. So stay away from anything that's combustible. So you want open fields, open plains, and find bedrock within those places. All right. These are the things you have to do in order to have a chance to survive. But if you do these, you have an excellent chance to survive. Go find that rock, baby. Go find the rock. To the controllers in and around the Denver airport, I know where you guys are at. You guys ain't getting in there. You're going to be on the surface, and you don't want to get in there. Those bunkers are death traps, all right? Between the pressure release, the earthquakes, and the liquefaction, you're all dead if you go in there. You're building your own tombs. Peace out, mothers.